Welcome to the Andrea Engstrom Show. I am passionate about helping you break through to your next level of abundance, success, and freedom so that you can create the life you desire and inspire others to do the same. I'm your host, Andrea Engstrom, and on today's show, we're going to talk about how to move your dreams into action by connecting your goals to specific projects. You see, a goal without a project connected to it is just a dream. And you know, I love big dreams. I encourage my students to dream big. If your goals don't scare you, they're probably not big enough goals. You shouldn't feel already ready to accomplish your goal when you write it down. You may not be who you need to be yet. And writing down those goals is about who you need to become. But if you are serious about achieving your goals, you don't just need written goals. You don't just need affirmations. You need clear priorities, projects, and a written plan for how to accomplish them. And so today I want to share with you how I set and achieve powerful goals. I'm thinking about this a lot right now because I'm preparing for a workshop where I'm going to lead a group of students through a goal setting exercise where I'm calling them to recommit to their goals. You see, recommitment is more powerful than commitment. And when you write down your goals or you have a dream that begins in your heart, over time, we get busy, we get distracted, we start wheel spinning a little bit because we start chasing some shiny objects. And so I want to encourage you, if that's where you are today and you're not quite making as much traction towards your goals as you would like to have happening, then this session is for you. This podcast episode is for you because I want to help you get recentered and refocused and have a plan for how you're going to make those things happen. We're going to recommit to our goals today. All right. So I've got six steps that I want to talk you through. And so I want you to grab a pen and a piece of paper and I want you to write these things down. You ready? All right. Step number one is dream big. Allow yourself to dream with the lid off about what is possible for your life. I want you to be bold and to write down what you really want. And these should be dreams that are really for you. It's not necessarily about what other people expect of you or what you feel obligated to do for everyone else in your life. Some of your goals will reflect your responsibilities, but some of your goals should be bigger than that. It should be bigger than what your life is today. And so I want you to give yourself permission to write down what you really want. One of my favorite prompts for this is to finish the sentence, "What I really want is." Another prompt that I like is to finish this sentence, "Wouldn't it be cool if?" Wouldn't it be cool if? And then just allow yourself to dream about what is possible. Step number two is then to look at what you wrote down and turn your dreams, the things that you wrote down that you said, "Wouldn't it be cool if?" I want you to look at those and say, "What's really important to me? What do I really want?" And then turn those into SMART goals. And SMART goals is an acronym. It means specific. The M is for measurable. The A is for actionable or attainable. It's something you can take action on right now. It's realistic. And the T is time-based. That means it has a deadline. And so I want you to set goals that are achievable and realistic. However, I want you to dream big, right? And so how do we marry those two things? Well, if I set a goal that I'm going to be the next president of the United States, that's not a very realistic or even actionable goal. That's not something that I can accomplish this year, right? Maybe in 20 years, maybe in 15 years, but it's not something that I really want. So we're not going for that one yet. But if you are setting goals that are saying like, "I want to get 100 doors in the next year in my real estate investing business," you might be able to do that. But if you're starting with very little information or experience, you may want to set a goal for this year that's a little bit more realistic. Just go for 10 doors, go for 5 doors, whatever that is, right? But it moves you towards that bigger goal. Y'all see what I'm saying? Okay. And then step number three is identify your highest priorities. If everything is a priority, then nothing is a priority. And so the way that I like to identify highest priorities is to ask myself this question. I look back through my goals and I say, of the goals that I have written down, what is the one thing that I could do such that by doing it, everything else becomes easier or unnecessary? And this is a great question. It comes from a book by Gary Keller called The One Thing. And I go back to this question all the time. And I think in categories too, what's the one thing I could do for my health that would make everything else easier or unnecessary? What's the one thing I could do in my business? Even get it more granular. What's the one thing I could do to generate leads in my business that would make everything else easier or unnecessary, right? So identify what your highest priorities are. All right. So we're going to recap real quick. Step number one is dream big. Allow yourself to dream with the lid off. Step number two is turn your dreams into SMART goals. And SMART goals are specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, and they are time-based. Step number three was identify your highest priorities. Know what your one thing is that you need to focus on that would make everything else easier or unnecessary. And then step four, and this is where most people kind of stop with goal setting. They've written down their goals. They even turned them into SMART goals and sometimes even have identified what's my one main thing I want to focus on this year. But step number four is really critical. I want you to brainstorm projects that will move you towards your goal. Brainstorm projects that will move you towards your goals that are most important to you. So be sure to focus on the key metrics that you need to achieve in order for your goal to become reality. And so if you said, I want 100 new clients or I want to do 100 deals this year, but you don't have a project connected to lead generation, you see what I'm saying? That goal is just a dream. Until you have projects in place to actually move forward with the metrics that it takes in order to achieve that goal. If you have a dream or a goal to lose 50 pounds, but you don't have a workout plan, you don't have a meal plan, you don't have projects that you are working on that are moving you towards that goal, then that goal just stays a dream and it just stays a wish in your mind. And so think about how will you do it? Who do you need to reach out to in order to have the connections that you need? How are you going to approach making those connections? What are the projects that need to be on your calendar? And that's what we're going to talk about next. All right. So step four was brainstorm projects to move you towards your goals. Step number five is identify your action steps to complete each project. And so think about if I need to generate, let's say, 1,000 new leads for my business because I want 100 new clients and I know what my conversion rate is when I get a new lead. I'm just giving examples here. Then what are the projects that I need to put in place in order to generate 1,000 new leads? And what would be the action steps that I need to accomplish? Do I need to promote a new workshop? Do I need to get a CRM database in place? Do I need to, create my list of referrals partners and have an action plan for actually getting meetings with them on the calendar? That would be like a project, right? And so identify your action steps to complete each project and then estimate how much time each action step will take. You see the power in that? Because some people just set a deadline, and I do want you to set deadlines for your goals, for your action steps, for your projects. Everything needs to have a timeline connected to it in order for you to have urgency to take action on it. But if you estimate how much time each action will take, that sets you up for success when we move on to step six, which is put time blocks on your calendar for those specific action items. Because if you know that there's an action item on your list and it's going to take you 30 minutes to accomplish, how easy is it then to put a time block on your calendar for 30 minutes to accomplish that action step, right? This is called working smarter, not harder. Because sometimes we just have these ideas and we sit down and we try to work on those ideas, but we don't have a clear project and a plan and an action step and a time amount that we think to accomplish it. And so we just sit down and we stare at our computer and we check our email and we scroll through social media. But if you put dedicated time blocks on your calendar for accomplishing specific action items, you are setting yourself up for success to move that forward, to move your project forward, that moves your goal forward, that moves you towards your dream. And so put blocks of time on your calendar for specific action items for the amount of time that you estimated it will take within the timeline that allows you to accomplish it in order to hit the deadlines that you set for yourself. And then label that time block on your calendar with exactly what you want to accomplish during that time. So this is really practical information today, right? I want for you to have the tools that you need to be successful. And so I'm walking you through step by step, and I'm going to give you a quick recap again on how I set and achieve powerful goals. Step one, dream big. Journal about what you really want. Get clear. Set goals that are meaningful to you. Step number two is turn your dreams into SMART goals that are specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, and time-based. Step three, identify your highest priorities. What is the one thing that you could do such that by doing it, everything else becomes easier or unnecessary? Step four is brainstorm projects that will move you towards your goal. Focus on the metrics that you need to accomplish and what are the projects that will create those actual metrics, the number of leads you need to generate, the number of calories you need to burn, the quality of time that you want to spend with someone to improve a relationship. These are for goals in any category of your life. And get really clear on what are the projects, what are the specific things that you need to do. And then step five is identify your action steps to complete each project. Estimate how much time each action step will take and set a deadline for completion of each step. And then finally, step number six, put time blocks on your calendar for the specific action items in the amount of time that you estimated that it will take, and label that time block for what you need to accomplish during that time. This is how you set yourself up for success. So here's my challenge to you today. If you find yourself wheel spinning in your business and you're not making as much traction towards your dreams as you would like, I want you to get help getting to clarity. Walking through a proven process to set goals that are meaningful to you and to identify your highest priorities will give you greater confidence to take action. And a step you can take towards this is register for my next masterclass at AndreaEngstrom.com, where I'm going to help you gain the clarity, the confidence, and everything that you need to make powerful connections to move toward your goals in your life and in your business. All right, sisters. So if something on the show today resonated with you, would you like, would you follow, would you share this episode with a sister? And if you want to share your feedback with me or ask me a question, you can drop me a line at AndreaEngstrom.com. And while you're there, grab a ticket for my next masterclass. If you're a woman entrepreneur listening to me today, I want to encourage you to join my free Facebook group, Bold Women in Business Sisterhood, where I share strategies every week to help you gain clarity, confidence, and make powerful connections so that you can build the business and the life that you deserve. This was a quick episode today. Thank you so much for joining me. It is time for you to get to work on your goals, on your projects, and making your plan. So till next time, I'm Andrea Engstrom, encouraging you to take action on your dreams. You are the one who makes your dreams come true. Show up to your life with power and authenticity. Be bold, be tenacious, and make it happen.